105 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, back from a little bit of a hiatus. Maybe you have enjoyed some of our legacy broadcasts. We selected some of our best shows to entertain you during a short period of time while I was away on vacation. I visited Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Germany. Had a marvelous time, and now I'm back. Got lots of information to share with you. Our number, 877-726-8255, and we are here in the doctor's office, and you can call with your questions or comments. We're available. 877-726-8255 gets you right on the air. And among the stories that I'm going to share with you, well, I'll start out with this. I hope that I don't become superfluous in coming years. I've been broadcasting since 1988, answering individuals' questions on the radio and in podcasts. And here's an amazing story. You've heard about ChatGPT. Well, this kind of builds on the legacy of some of the first experiments in machine learning and AI, artificial intelligence, where we reached a remarkable breakthrough where computers could beat master chess players in chess. They reached that threshold a little while ago, and then they demonstrated that computers could outperform people on Jeopardy, and on and on it goes. Well, now we have ChatGPT, which is a remarkable accomplishment in terms of artificial intelligence. All the knowledge of the world is crunched by computers, and they can spew it back in response to any kind of query. And so they did a study in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, which shows the potential of ChatGPT. Headline, ChatGPT crushes real doctors in answering patient questions. They did a study, and they compared actual doctors answering patient questions to the ChatGPT answers, and they objectively evaluated the accuracy and quality of the answers. For example, you could just go on ChatGPT and say, I have a headache. Can you help me? And you'll see that you're going to get a vast compendium of information. And according to this objective analysis in Journal of the American Medical Association, the performance of ChatGPT was not only superior to that of doctors, it was unbelievable. One person who comments on this says, I never in my life imagined I would see this. He is shocked that software could generate such satisfying answers. There's a bit of a problem because some people have noticed that sometimes ChatGPT makes things up. In the technical parlance, that is called a hallucination. That the computer can hallucinate And in an effort to pull together a fully satisfying answer, it can make stuff up. And so that can be a potential hazard. Humans always not prey to that particular tendency, but so too are machines. Well, hopefully I won't be supplanted by technology in the near future. I try to give you a little bit of a alternative perspective on what's happening in the world of medicine, maybe something that you wouldn't get by consulting ChatGPT. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the first things I wanted to talk about is, you know, you see all these ads on TV about the Camp Lejeune litigation. If you or a loved one were present at Camp Lejeune during certain years, you may be entitled to a settlement. Call, you know, one of a number of law firms who are handling a big payout for individuals who may have drunk the water at this Marine base in North Carolina. It turns out that the water was polluted, in particular with a substance called TCE, trichloroethylene. And that is a substance that is often used in dry cleaning, less so these days. It's an industrial and commercial chemical that's been used for nearly 100 years. It was even used as a surgical anesthetic until it was banned in 1970. They deliberately gave it to people to knock them out. More recently, it was used as a degreasing solvent. Is used to decrease industrial metal parts. And the problem is that once TCE enters the soil or groundwater, it's a forever chemical. It can persist for decades. So this just in, a study led by researchers at the University of California at San Francisco compared Parkinson's diagnoses in approximately 160,000 Navy and Marine veterans. Just over half came from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where TCE was used to degrease military equipment, and the water was therefore contaminated. The remainder came from Camp Pendleton, California, where the water was not contaminated with TCE. So they could, you know, they say, well, okay, being a Marine, maybe there's certain risk for Parkinson's disease. Let's compare those exposed to TCE versus those not exposed to TCE, and there was indeed a difference. Levels of TCE in the water at Camp Lejeune exceeded maximum safety levels by 70-fold. And what they found was, yes, indeed, there was a connection between TCE exposure and the risk of Parkinson's disease. But that's not all. Another study out this week shows that exposure to a wide variety of pesticides, some of which are unrelated chemically, are associated with neurocognitive problems, in particular Parkinson's disease, because these chemicals attack the dopamine system in the brain, which controls movement. So a little bit of a segue to something that happened to me in the office this week. I started seeing patients again back from vacation, and I talked to one of my patients, and she had a list of things that she wanted to talk to me about. And at the very end, she brought something up. She said, I can smell Parkinson's disease. And I said, that's really weird. She says, yeah, it's kind of disconcerting because when I'm around someone who has Parkinson's disease, there's a distinct smell that they exude. And it even happens to me in public sometimes, and I have the impulse maybe to rush up to the person and say, did you know that you're at risk for Parkinson's disease? And I looked it up. And it turns out that there's considerable research that suggests that sniffer dogs can detect Parkinson's disease. Dogs have a much higher sensitivity in terms of their olfactory abilities, as we all know. And what they found was that you could train sniffer dogs to distinguish between clinically established patients with Parkinson's disease versus controls without Parkinson's disease with, get this, a 91% accuracy. These sniffer dogs could pick up Parkinson's disease. Now, it gets more interesting because, yeah, okay, dogs can do this. Well, what about people? There was an article last year in Scientific American. Super smeller can detect the scent of Parkinson's, leading to an experimental test for the illness. That came out in October of 2022. A Scottish woman named Joy Milne made headlines in 2015 for an unusual talent, her ability to sniff out people with Parkinson's disease. So what they determined, they actually did an experiment. They wanted to put Milne's claims to the test. They had her smell 12 T-shirts, 6 from people with Parkinson's and 6 from non-affective individuals. She correctly identified the disease in all 6 cases. And the one T-shirt, this is the kicker, the one T-shirt from a healthy person she categorizes having Parkinson's belonged to someone who was diagnosed with the disease less than a year later. This is really crazy. And my patient, indeed, is very sensitive. She's very sensitive to medications, various things that you wouldn't expect would bother her. She is probably a super smeller. And so the theory here is that there's something that Parkinson's patients exude in their sebum. That's the fatty substance that's exuded from your pores. Onto your skin, that there's a certain characteristic of that, and that maybe, just maybe, we can do chemical tests, skin tests, use a sebum-based test to make an earlier diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, maybe even diagnose Parkinson's disease before it clinically develops with tremor and movement problems. So, wow, oh wow. Milne has also exhibited a unique talent in detecting other conditions. Parkinson's may not be the only disease Milne has a nose for. She's also reported noticing unique smells in people with Alzheimer's, cancer, and tuberculosis, and she's now working with scientists to see whether specific olfactory signatures of those diseases can be identified. So it's amazing stuff. I mean, we do know that Parkinson's disease, people with Parkinson's have a unique microbiome, and that based on sophisticated analyses of their stool, we could predict to a high degree their likelihood of having Parkinson's disease or eventually developing it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is not ChatGPT. I'm a real person. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve collection, a gummy. The Reserve collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
Is that mental negative space? So what can you do? Well, it's probably wise to start paying attention to what you're not paying attention to, because even what's in your background is impacting you. Whether it's the music you listen to, the news you watch, the gossip you hear, or anything else, be mindful of the negative space in your mind. For help with awareness along the way, find me on YouTube. Just search for Dr. Christian Conti.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Challenger Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number now during the program this hour and next. You're free to call with a comment or question. It's also available to you 24-7, 365. And we've been away for a couple of weeks, and so a lot of people have called and recorded questions. So let's hear one of them.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. In the May 2023 edition of The Atlantic, there's an article that I think you might be interested in. It's called Ice Cream, Bad for Your Health. But the issue with the article is they're saying that science has covered up the fact that ice cream is healthy. So I thought that might be an interesting article to look over and possibly discuss on your show.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I saw that article. And so the big surprise finding is that if you look at a bunch of scientific studies, they generally show, and this is kind of counterintuitive, right? Ice cream, you know, high calorie, high fat, laden with sugar, that ice cream consumption is associated with a lower risk of insulin resistance and diabetes and a variety of health problems that are related to that. And so I read the article, and the guy goes back and forth and, you know, hems and haws, and at the end of the study concludes, at the end of the article concludes that, well, nutritional science is pretty controversial. It's sometimes hard to isolate on one food and determine if that is a good food or a bad food. And this is something, you know, we've seen these controversies with things like coffee and with alcohol and with chocolate and, you know, a wide variety of things. At first we thought they were bad for you. You know, same thing with red meat. Red meat is terrible. It kills you. But then studies show that red meat is not so bad and maybe even be protective. So, you know, a couple of theories on that. One is something called reverse causation, which means that the people who eat a lot of ice cream, maybe they're relatively healthy people. They don't have to worry about their weight, so they eat ice cream. Other people who are sicker, they've been told they need to cut down their intake of sugary, fatty foods, and so they don't eat as much ice cream. That would be not that ice cream has a protective effect. It's just that people who are sick or at risk don't eat as much ice cream. But I wonder, because I see a lot of people who are at risk, you know, typically people who are very overweight, and they're walking around with an ice cream cone, so I'm not entirely sure that that's the case. The other thing about ice cream is that good quality ice cream is high in fat, has a lot of protein, and while it does have some sugar, it has a high satiety value. So maybe, just maybe, the small amount of sugar that's in there is balanced out by the fat and the protein. It's released more slowly. It has a lower glycemic index than, say, I don't know, soda, you know, where the sugar hits you real fast. And therefore, it may be a healthier alternative, you know, when you're going to indulge. There's some other studies that even suggest there's certain properties in dairy that may have anti-diabetic effects. And I've seen those studies. But it just kind of illustrates the problem that if you just isolate on one food out of the context of the whole lifestyle, that you're going to get misleading results. And also, this is statistical. Results may vary. You know, what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander. And the average person may consume a moderate amount of ice cream and still be healthy. But for some people, not a great idea. 877-726-8255, our number. Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. We're going to take a look at the perils associated with being an older father in terms of the offspring's health. This is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. To order, just go to flavanaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off site-wide for a limited time. Just use code SAVE20 at checkout at flavanaturals.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. It's great to be back. I've got lots to share with you. And one of the things that happened while I was away is that on the Celebrity Health Watch, actor Robert De Niro just welcomed his 7th child at the age of 79. His girlfriend, Stephanie Chen, is, quote, believed to be 45, so she's no youngster. But I want to take a look at the potential health risks associated with being a father late in life. Now, in my own case, my father was a little older, was a bit of an outlier, especially in 1952. Guys got married young and had kids in their late teens and 20s, but my dad waited till he was 42 to sire me. And the trend has changed because back in 2017, There was a study that showed that the number of older men fathering children was on the rise. Now about 10% of infants are born to fathers over the age of 40, whereas 4 decades ago was only 4%. So, yeah, I was born about 7 decades ago. I certainly was an outlier. And I guess for the most part I turned out okay. There were no birth complications. But according to a recent study, there is an increased risk of autism and schizophrenia, as well as bad birth outcomes. They looked at 40 million births, and they linked it to paternal age. And they found that advanced paternal age, and this may come as a surprise to some of you guys who are delaying fatherhood, advanced paternal age is defined as being older than 35. Births from fathers of an advanced paternal age were found to be at a higher risk for adverse birth outcomes, such as low birth weight, seizures, and the need for ventilation immediately after birth. It wasn't like, you know, 5 times the risk or 10 times the risk, but it was slightly higher. For example, men who were 45 or older were 14% more likely to have a child born prematurely. Men 50 or older were 28% more likely to have a child that required admission to the neonatal intensive care unit. And the reason for that is that once a dad hits age 35, there's a slight increase in birth risk overall. With every year that a man ages, he accumulates on average 2 new mutations in the DNA of his sperm. And that could increase with poor diet, with smoking, with exposure to environmental toxins. Say you live in a polluted area or you eat a lot of food that is chemicalized, or you work in a industry where you may be exposed to DNA damaging substances. That puts you at risk for a poor neonatal outcome. They also found that that there was an 18% increased likelihood to have a child born with seizures, 14% more likely to have, as I said, a low birth weight. If a father was 50 or older, the likelihood that the infant could need ventilation upon support upon birth increased by 10%. So, yeah, there are risks associated with delaying paternity. But we congratulate, hey, you got the mojo to be a dad at 79? Well, yeah, okay. Go for it. I think Charlie Chaplin sired kids well into his 70s, perhaps even into his 80s. Okay. All right. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I use it personally, and the CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. I consider this one of the biggest breakthroughs in the world of supplements of the decade, that this stuff is now available. So CV Sciences is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Some people are very sensitive to THC. CBD helps me relax and sleep, but if there's a little THC in there, too much, I start to go into sort of a dream reverie, and it's almost like a bit of a hallucinatory state that delays the onset of sleep. So I like the Daily Balance THC Free product. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. They have a full range of products there, some with THC, some with minimal THC, various potencies, gel caps, as well as gummies. And combination products. Good stuff. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. Check it out. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's see. We have something on a, I want to talk about depression rates in the U.S. Depression rates are soaring, and what has made things worse is that the pandemic has left people lonely, isolated, more reliant on social media, and school interruptions have played havoc on kids. And so, but this is a trend that was emerging well before COVID. Headline here from May 17th, 2023, U.S. depression rates reach new highs. According to a Gallup poll, the percentage of U.S. adults who report having been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lifetime has reached 29%. That's nearly 10 percentage points higher than just in 2015. That's just 8 years ago. So it has soared in recent years. The percentage of Americans currently have or are being treated for depression has also increased to 17.8%. That's up about 7 points over the same period. Both rates are the highest recorded by Gallup since it began measuring depression using the current form of data collection in 2015. So, and the statistics are skewed towards women and younger people. About a third of younger individuals have at some point been told that they have depression by a health professional. Over one-third of women, 36.7%. With men, the percentage is lower, and maybe simply because men seek help less than women. They may need the help, but they're just out there suffering in silence. So this is concerning, and amidst this comes a ray of hope. Because recently we did an outstanding podcast with a couple, we actually did a couple of them, with nutritionally oriented psychiatrists. Psychiatrists who believe that nutrition can make a difference. And there's something called the MIND study, M-I-N-D, which demonstrates that a healthier diet, in this case a Mediterranean diet, anti-inflammatory, free of junk, less in the way of ultra-processed foods, protein and vegetables and complex, slow-release carbohydrates, lots of fiber, that this diet had profound effects on mental health. And in another case, a little more radical application of diet, Dr. Chris Palmer has written a book called Brain Energy, in which he argues that a ketogenic diet could be the key to restoring mental health and balance. And I've seen it again and again with the patients who come to see me for depression. It's not an infrequent complaint. I get a lot of patients with heart problems, with cardiovascular disease, with digestive complaints, autoimmune disease. But many of my patients, along with their physical maladies, are suffering from depression and anxiety. And many of them benefit from diet change, especially a low-carbohydrate diet. And this new study, it's actually a survey of the research, a meta-analysis. They looked at 1,377 articles, and 48 of which passed muster because they had to be rigorous enough to qualify for eligibility. The study of studies is called Efficacy of Low-Carbohydrate and Ketogenic Diets in Treating Mood and Anxiety Disorders, a Systematic Review, and the implications for clinical practice. And what they're saying here is that although it's preliminary and that the studies are limited, there are several studies that suggest possible beneficial effects of low carb, very low carb, or ketogenic diets on the brain. And we know from past experience that ketogenic diets can reduce the incidence of seizures. In kids who are seizure-prone and don't respond to medications, they're often put on keto diets, which are difficult to adhere to. But if you're having uncontrolled seizures, they can be devastating. And ketogenic diets have been found to be helpful in this population. And so applying the same logic to brain circuitry, mood problems may be a form of brain seizures, emotional seizures, and using very low carbohydrate or ketogenic diet can change the way that brain uses fuel. Ordinarily, the brain is reliant on glucose, sugar in the blood, but sugar in the blood fluctuates. It can be high, it can be low, and brain function can be affected. But when you're on a ketogenic diet, it provides kind of a steady state of ketones, which may be better utilized by neurons in the brain and the emotional centers that may determine whether you're anxious or depressed. And this can have a stabilizing effect. And anecdotally, I will tell you, I see reports all the time on social media of people who said, I was suffering from this or that, the psychiatric disorder, even schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder. And by adopting this type of diet, my symptoms were relieved or eliminated. You know, just astounding testimonials. So nevertheless, they say robust studies are now needed to demonstrate efficacy, to identify clinical groups who may benefit, and whether a ketogenic diet, beyond just a low-carbohydrate diet, is required, you know, how low do you have to go, and to characterize adverse effects and the risk of relapse after diet discontinuation, because you kind of have to stick to the diet. You know, it's not like a short-term intervention. It's like, you know, you're good, you're on the diet, then you lapse, and the symptoms may come roaring back. But this is really, now in the scientific literature, and it's being legitimized as a way to treat psychiatric disorders, because let's face it, you know, the medications that we have, limited efficacy, they're not a quick fix. Many people experience side effects. Maybe people don't experience relief or get only partial relief from anxiety, depression, other types of mood problems, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder. And we need a nutritional component in psychiatrists' offices. I'm absolutely convinced. 877-726-8255, our number. We're available. You can call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette the Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. A lot happening on the health front. Maybe you want to share something that you've experienced in terms of the benefits of natural or high-tech medicine, or maybe you got a complaint. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. And there's a stinging indictment in The Lancet, which is the world's largest and most authoritative international medical journal, about the concerted efforts to make breastfeeding obsolete using commercial milk formula. Commercial milk formula is something that wasn't at all existent until the mid-19th century. Before that, it was all about breastfeeding, you know, natural way of feeding infants. And since then, there have been tremendous inroads by companies that make infant formula. They say that despite proven benefits, less than half of infants and young children globally are breastfed in accordance with the recommendations of the World Health Organization. In comparison, commercial milk formula sales have increased to about $55 billion annually, with more infants and young children receiving formula products than ever. And so they've issued a stinging rebuke of the marketing stratagems and erroneous information that's been disseminated over the decades and now has penetrated the scientific establishment, has propagandized doctors and general public alike, to convince them of the convenience an equivalence and even superiority of substitutes for breast milk. Now, I'm not like a lactation Nazi, as is sometimes referred to. I think that's kind of a overheated term. But nonetheless, there are some people who are so vociferously about breastfeeding that they make women who can't breastfeed or do not want to breastfeed feel really guilty. And you can raise a normal child with formula. There's no question about it. But there are distinct health benefits that they may be deprived of. And in addition, there are benefits to the mother. There are benefits to the mother emotionally. There are benefits to the mother physically, reduced risk of breast cancer, even reduced risk of metabolic diseases like insulin resistance. It's a good thing. It's great for bonding emotionally. And so what they point out is that a lot of products are being marketed these days with deceptive claims, all without scientific foundation, that certain products are said to relieve fussiness and colic and improve infant sleep. And the science behind them is virtually non-existent. Also, certain products are said to reduce the risk for allergies, which is also without scientific foundation. Yes, there are some children who are allergic to dairy, cow's milk, but usually not to human milk. And sometimes adjustments in the mother's diet can make a difference in whether the kid is okay with the breast milk. Maybe reducing mom's consumption of cow dairy products or certain foods that the child might be allergic to can alleviate the problem. There are even products that claim to boost IQ with deceptive pictures showing babies wearing glasses, looking smart, and with text that shows E equals MC2, like you're going to make your kid a genius by giving them this super formula. And so they talk about all the propaganda that has been developed since these formulas were first developed in 1865 by a German chemist. And a lot of this has to do with industrialization and moving women into the workforce and not staying at home. It's convenient. You know, they can go back to the factory and work. And the problem is they've also really stepped up their activities to Africa, the Middle East, Asia, the Americas, to make folks distrust mother's milk. And that is really, really to the detriment of the health of kids and moms. So, big article in Lancet. They slam the lid on efforts to replace breastfeeding with substitutes. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. a word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Biden called House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from Air Force One as he was heading home from the G7 summit in Japan. The two plan to meet tomorrow in person to try to avert that economy-wrecking federal default. Republican leaders expressing cautious optimism about a possible debt ceiling compromise as Washington races to raise America's borrowing limit before the funds could be depleted early next month. On ABC's This Week, GOP Congressman Jody Arrington, who chairs the House Budget Committee, said Mr. Biden's throwing in revenue suggestions as a way to avoid agreeing to reducing government spending.
I believe just making more excuses not to negotiate a responsible debt ceiling deal.
McCarthy told reporters at the Capitol the call was, in his words, productive. Another hat about to be tossed into the 2024 Republican presidential ring.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina made it official Friday when he filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He has scheduled a formal announcement on Monday at the private Baptist college where he attended. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is close to formally launching his 2024 White House bid. An announcement could come on Wednesday in Miami. And there are a few more Republicans still considering whether or not to enter the race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian forces are not occupying Bakhmut. His comments today at the G7 in Japan, casting doubt on Moscow's insistence the eastern Ukrainian city had fallen. Wrapping up the summit, the G7 nations announced more sanctions against Russia to further hinder its war effort in Ukraine. Officials say they will redouble efforts to enforce existing measures that have meant to stifle Moscow's war machine. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
More tech issues with China.
Beijing stepping up a feud with Washington over security, telling users of computer equipment deemed sensitive to stop buying products from the biggest U.S. memory chip maker, Micron Technology. China's cyberspace agency claims Micron products have unspecified serious network security risks that threaten China's information infrastructure and affect national security. United States and many other nations are reducing Chinese access to chip making they say could be used in weapons. Jason Walker reporting.
Officials and witnesses say fans angry at being blocked from entering a Salvadoran soccer league match knocked down an entire entrance gate and leading that to a crush that killed 12 people and injured dozens of others. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is out with a new book called Manhood, Masculine Virtues America Needs. He says the correlation between current culture and so many of society's problems are getting hard to ignore and deny.
The truth is the rise in depression, the rise in feelings of loneliness, alienation, drug abuse, and yes, suicide. When you look at the coincidence of those with screen time, with social media and all that it brings with it in the last 20 years, the coincidence is almost exact. It's just an explosion among young people.
Hawley was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Violent weekend so far. Three people killed, two wounded in a shooting at a Kansas City bar early this morning, just before closing time. Birmingham, Alabama, a shooting at a bar early this morning. Four people wounded, one critically. And in New Orleans, a couple of shooting incidents, two dead, two wounded. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He is the owner operator of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back. And as always, hopefully we can give your listeners some great information today and help them out if possible.
Absolutely. I know we will. And for our listeners, you're going to want to write this down. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, be sure to support the partner sponsors of the program. Write the phone number down, 855-291-5005. Whether you are interested in the services of Home Downsizing Solutions, or maybe you're going to make a note and refer someone to Home Downsizing Solutions who may benefit from these wonderful services that we're going to talk about, 855-291-5005. Also, Ben has a new website. It is a great website. You can find that at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were talking before the program today it could be a little bit of a coin flip or an agonizing question, but do you spend the money and the time and the effort to update your house and sell that maybe more in the traditional manner, or should you just cut bait and say, nope, I'm not dealing with that, and just walk away and sell the house as is, which is what your company specializes in, just cash buying. Buying the house as is with the convenience of just walking away and not dealing with all that. How do you know which way to go?
That's always a question that I get from about everyone that I talk to is, do you spend the money and make the house nice as it possibly could be to maximize the value that a person has? And understandably, everyone wants to get the most for their house and out of their house. But that's a huge question, and I actually had the opportunity to talk to a person this week as well as last week in similar circumstances along with that question, and it is really a huge issue, especially with the situation of contractors the last few years and supply chain issues, things like that. And so anytime that a person asked me that, I always say the same thing. One, either update everything or update nothing.
Okay, it's, so all in or forget it.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
is it seems like if you go in and update some of the things in the house and put it on the market in a traditional manner, then potential buyers will see the things that you haven't updated and wonder why you didn't update them or what kind of shortcuts you took when you did update them.
Well, if you think about it, so if I'm that buyer and I'm like, okay, well, this is nice. Oh, I see they've updated this, but well, why didn't you do that? Well, why didn't you do that? All of a sudden, my price I'm going to offer just went down because I've got $30,000, $50,000 more updates that have not been done yet.
Correct. Or if the updates that were done really doesn't fit what that potential buyer thinks they want to see the house is, if they even have the ability to see the potential of the house. A lot of buyers can't see that potential to start with.
Yeah.
But if some of the things that were done that the homeowner thinks are really nice, but to that potential buyer, they'd have to just redo anyway, then it really hasn't helped that seller achieve any better financial situation.
You've gone backwards. You spent the time and the money to make this update that the seller thinks, ooh, yuck, I'm going to have to rip that out and I'm going to do something completely different.
Correct. The potential buyer just isn't going to appreciate or justify the asking price anyway at that point. The other issue that I've heard along with this is that a real estate agent will say, you know, you need to do this, this, and this in order to maximize your value of the house. Most people don't have the resources or the ability to call several contractors, have them come out, get quotes from several contractors, much less track their performance, make sure they're doing the job correctly and on time. One of the people this week had a contractor come out to do something. They started it, and then they never saw him again.
Oh, that's more and more common. I mean, especially today. It's been common, I think, for a while, but today that is, like, way too common.
it's tough to do that, and I mean, not all contractors are like that, but a person needs the ability to do that or have someone kind of be the general so that all of those things can stay on track. And the big thing, too, is once you've done all of those improvements, are you really coming out ahead financially, and do you want to live with all of those issues going on, especially if you're updating kitchens, bathrooms, all of those issues? After all that, are you going to come out that much better financially than if you just sell the house and it's as-is condition to start with and save yourself all the time and effort to do all those improvements? So, again, with all of these, I tell people the same thing is what is of value to you when you sell that house? Is it worth anything to not have to worry about updating and repairing the house? Is it worth anything not to have to worry about contractors and whether they're going to do their job correctly and on time? Or is it a value just to sell the house as is, not have to worry about any of those things, not have to worry about having showings, people coming in out of your house, and the potential issues of appraisals and whole house inspections and just selling the house?
Yeah, and then you think you have everything covered, and then you have an appraiser come out and there's a certain number, and then you have an inspector come out and they found, you know, two or three more things maybe that you didn't even know about, and all of a sudden, oh, I spent, like you said, I lived for, my brother did this, 6 months, no kitchen. Yuck.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's a really good point. Living in your house while it's being deconstructed and reconstructed or renovated, that's no bueno. That's not a good thing. So, but then all of a sudden you spent all this time, all this money, and then you're like, oh no, I got another $20,000 in some roof. I need a new roof now. I did not realize that, or I have this issue, or I have that issue, and now all of a sudden I've got another $10,000, $50,000, and I wish I wouldn't have done any of that. I wish I would have just sold the house as is and just walked away.
Correct. And that's not even taken into account if a person has structural or foundation issues. You can make a house look nice and pretty with an updated kitchen, bathrooms, floor coverings, all the cosmetic things you want to. But then if a basement has or needs additional piering, So if there's foundation issues going on, if there's water seeping into the basement or something like that, any of those things can be issues with appraisers, with getting a loan. So some of those things. And I don't need to sit here and throw a dark cloud over the issue of selling a house in a retail manner, because that's the right thing to do for some people.
Yeah.
But I don't know that everybody thinks all of that through before making that decision to go down that path.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really glad that we're talking about this. And so if this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what, I didn't really think about it that way. This is a really good conversation. I think I want to reach out to Ben with Home Downsizing Solutions. Write the phone number down, pick up the phone, and give him a call, 855-291-5005. That's Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, so you mentioned peering and anything with the foundation. I know a friend of mine who's doing some work on his house, and he called all kinds of foundation repair just to even talk to you on the phone. They want $20,000. I mean, all of them. This started at 20 and went to about 30.
Wow.
for some peering and some leveling out of a you know, mud jacking and filling with the foam and all that to level out a pad and all that kind of stuff. That's expensive.
It is expensive, and you know, justifiably so. It can be a huge thing to make sure that the foundation of your house is correct and it's going to stay that way for some time.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Now think about this one. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. Only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. That's 800-507-3114.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide.
Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Starting a home renovation can be a daunting task, but now there's a website to help with everything from finding a contractor to costing out that renovation. The website is builder.co. That's builder.co. And Rafal Samut is Builder's General Manager.
Its mission is really to simplify and streamline the home renovation process for homeowners. And so what Builder offers is really a simplified and streamlined process. There's a tech component to it, but there's also a very human component as well. And, you know, humans play a very important role in our process. We have vetted project managers on our team that have extensive construction knowledge and renovation experience. And we do help homeowners from start to finish, end to end, for every single project. So that's Builder in a nutshell.
More on how Builder works tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a home downsizing solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, let's talk about that. First of all, congratulations on expanding your business nationwide by awarding franchises. Very, very excited. I'm super excited for you. I know this is going to do well. It's kind of tough to get started up, but once it's going, I think you're going to explode. But let's talk. That probably caught some people off guard. Well, wait a minute. You're in the real estate business. You're buying homes in an as-is manner, and your niche in that entire world is you can work with people in a lot of different situations, but particularly if we have a senior who's downsizing their home, maybe moving to a smaller environment, maybe a senior apartment, maybe even assisted living, memory care, long-term care, you're specializing in working with that person or that family. And so you don't technically have to be a licensed real estate professional to do that.
That's correct, Steve. I do have a real estate license, but I really don't act as an agent or a realtor. But so correct. The person does not have to have that license. If they do, that's great already. But if a person works in the senior care realm, so to speak, or under the umbrella, and works with seniors already, and they would enjoy having a part of the real estate, solving the real estate equation for seniors, then I think it could be a great fit for them. Because if they're a person that has empathy for the seniors and their families, if they want to provide a service that has, I think, some meaning behind it, to take some pride in what they're doing to help the families get to a better place in many situations, and, again, consolidate that real estate component through home downsizing solutions, I think that's a great fit. And so that's really what I'm trying to do is, as you mentioned, I've been buying houses for literally 26 years at this point.
Mm.
And it were the seniors and their families in 15 years or so ago, after 2008, that were coming to me and kind of educating me on the benefits that I was giving to them.
Oh.
And so
They said, did you know how great of a job you're doing?
Exactly. Kind of in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was surprising to me because they were saying things about my company that I would not say about my company.
Yeah.
because I just thought it was common knowledge what the benefits were.
Yeah.
But it was the seniors and their families that really appreciated what we did and kind of pointed out the benefits that we were providing and why they would choose to do business with me, because many of the situations, they didn't have to do anything. They had no debt on the houses or very little debt on the houses. So it's not like they had to do something, but they chose to because it got them to a better place.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so convenient and so easy to work with you. You can close on a house in just days. And the money is in the bank. And if you're a senior and you're waiting, and this is in my world, it's very common to have a wait list at a lot of these places. Let's say if you have to wait for 3 months, but you could also use the cash proceeds from the sale of your home then to finance that next step. You'll even allow the senior to stay in that house even after closing for a period of time while they're in that waiting period.
Correct. We can typically take care of that catch-22 that you just alluded to, that many times there are waiting lists to get in to the community. And so understandably, the homeowner does not want to sell their house and then it closed too soon. And then they have to move once and then move again.
Ooh.
To get to where they're going to.
Yuck.
and just as much of a concern that I've heard many times is a person doesn't want to move into the apartment or senior community and have a vacant house sitting there.
Yeah.
And have to worry about utilities, vacant house insurance, which a lot of people don't think about. If a house is vacant for more than 30 days, you need special insurance on that.
Mm-hmm.
And all those issues that can come with that catch-22. And by us selling the house but allowing a person to stay in the house for some length of time and transitioning at their convenience, we solve that issue.
See, and that's so much better than a bridge loan and some of these other things. I mean, this just takes care of it just so seamlessly. It's incredible. Again, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, this is a new term for me. What is a novation?
A novation is, and I apologize, I'm not a legal expert on it, but it is a legal term or document that if anyone has listened to me on this show before, talking about wholesalers that essentially mm-hmm. figure out a way to control a house when they tell a seller they're going to buy it, but really have no intent or sometimes even ability to do so. So it's a legal way to more fully control that house, to allow that wholesaler to market the property, to do different things so that ultimately they can sell the property and be a middleman with more control. That's really, in my layman's terms, what a novation is. I'm sure an attorney could, spell out much more clearly and in legal terms what a novation is. But in this practical purpose, mm-hmm. that's what it is to me anyway, is that it allows someone that really doesn't have any intent or sometimes ability to buy a house, gives them the legal ability and the control, more control, to sell that house.
So giving someone more power and control with less or no accountability, that's just never a good combination.
That's what I would think. And so I kind of just wanted to, again, a lot of what I've tried to do over the years is to educate sellers as to what's out there, especially different ways to sell a house and all the things that come with the different ways to sell the house and options that they have. And so I just wanted to mention this today, too, that just be aware of what is out there so that you're not signing a piece of paper or a contract or an agreement that you don't know what's in there and give someone more control than what you're aware of.
And when you're dealing with some of these wholesalers, and we had talked about some of the unscrupulous business tactics that not all of them, but some of them have, they have no intention on buying your house. All they're doing is contracting your house, and then they're trying to sell it for a profit. And if they don't sell it, all sorts of things can go wrong. I mean, they can extend the contract. They may not get it sold at all. And now, anyway, it goes on and on and on. But this just makes a bad situation worse. Do not get into any sort of an agreement with it's a novation, I guess.
Novation
again,
is what it's called.
This is news to me. So.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So take that warning. That's a big one. 855-291-5005. If you have more questions about a novation or any of the services with Home Downsizing Solutions at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me today again. And as always, hope the listeners receive some value from listening today.
Excellent, excellent. I know they did. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The economy and how it affects your wallet.
If someone told you the recession started today, would you change anything about your daily life? Has the big recession monster already arrived? Don't be fooled by what you read. Stocks tend to outperform during a recession anyways. Make sure you're getting the most trustful information.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's influencer marketing expert and investor Denise Lambertson.
There is a generation coming up behind me that was born with an iPhone in their hand practically and feels very, very comfortable and documents their whole entire life over video. And then there are folks that just have a knack a DNA tweak that just makes them really great at it. For the rest of us mere mortals, it does take a lot of practice to get comfortable. And, you know, a big part of marketing in general for startups that I'm encouraging our clients to do is engage in founder marketing, where the founder of the company is also putting all of these sorts of tools into place.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. They're all over the place on all the major outlets. So have at it and be sure to subscribe and let us know what you think about these podcasts. We think that's going really, really well. So just want to say thanks again to my friend Ben Socek. Man, he's a great guy. He is like the most honest guy you'll ever meet. This is a veteran-owned service with Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, thank you for your service. He's a great guy. He's a very straight shooter. So if you have questions about just about what we talked about, do I update and go through all of that and try to go, you know, more of the traditional retail approach? And like he said, there's nothing wrong with that. Or should I just walk away, sell the house as is, pocket the cash, and forego all of that time, effort, and expense? So if you're a little bit torn, call him up. He'll walk through that with you, and he'll give you an honest opinion. He said, hey, I've met with a lot of people, and I said, you know, you could sell your house as is, but if I were you, I think I'd fix it up. I think it's worth more money that way. And he said, I'll say that, because that is how he does business. He does business the right way. How about that? Isn't that a theme on this program? Anyone that you hear about on my program, they do business with integrity, ethically. They do the right thing. They treat people right. And trust me, I've had a lot of people wanting to be on this show, and I did not trust them to do that. And guess what? They never made it onto the show. So that's how that goes. Anyway, and then Ben talked about that innovation. So, and again, that's something brand, I had not heard that term before, but it is an extra layer of power and control for a wholesaler, power and control, in control of your house, and the sale of your house, et cetera, and how it's marketed, et cetera, with virtually no accountability. So look, anytime you have, you're giving someone more power and control with less or no accountability, again, that just sounds like, I don't even know what the thing is. That's a bad idea, right? So if you have questions about that, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And it's a really nice website. I think you'll really enjoy that. All right, so we're going to shift gears now and talk about a special week, especially in the world that I live in and work in. And it used to be called forever and ever National Nursing Home Week. So if you're on social media, or maybe you've seen some advertisements or something to that effect celebrating all of the many, many people working in nursing homes, it's not called that anymore. So as I've mentioned multiple times on the program previously, nursing, the term nursing home is, is considered a negative. It just has a lot of baggage that comes along with that, maybe a negative stereotype that comes along with that. So the week, the title of the week has been changed to National Skilled Nursing Care Week. So it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as easy as Nursing Home Week, but it's Skilled Nursing Care Week, and this is a national week. It began last Sunday on Mother's Day. Hello to all the moms out there. Hope you had a great Sunday. And it lasted all week long with all kinds of parties and it's just been a really, really busy week. If you're living or working in this world and skilled nursing care staff and residents and families and members of the local community have participated in all kinds of activities that cultivate and spread kindness in honor of this annual observance. And again, it's not Nursing Home Week, it's Skilled Nursing Care Week. That's going to take a minute for me to get used to. I'm going to have to be honest about that. All right, so let's jump into some of these statistics because they are staggering. So here are some of the jaw-dropping numbers. So in America, there are 39.8 million unpaid what I like to call family and friend caregivers, caring for 46.9 million elderly care recipients. Okay, mainly they're caring for their elderly mother and or father, and many times they're caring for a grandparent or maybe an aunt or an uncle. Okay, so you have family caring for family. You also have friends pitching in and helping out as well. Now, at some point, many of the elderly will need to move to a senior care community. That could be at any level. Quite a few of them will stay home until they need to move into long-term care. Here are some other staggering numbers. There are 835,000 residents currently living in 28,900 assisted living communities. Well, Steve, what does that have to do with nursing homes or long-term care? Okay, well, here's one for you. There are, and again, eye-popping, 1.4 million residents currently living in 15,500 long-term care communities. And guess what? We're just getting started with all these things. The number of residents living in senior care is expected to double by the year 2030. Right? That's less than 7 years away. Holy cow. So if that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. All right, and I think these numbers, now they may not double in less than 7 years, but these numbers will continue to increase solidly for the next 20 years. And that's just because of the fact of, you know, the baby boomers are moving through and aging through our system. And at some point, as about 70% of us, and some studies say 75%, so we'll just say 70, 75% of us will require and pay for long-term care at some point in our lives. So it's just such a huge need. It's just, again, the numbers are staggering. So, again, National Nursing Home Week, and see, I just messed that up on purpose. National Skilled Nursing Care Week. We want to honor CNAs, Certified Nurse Assistants, CMAs or CMTs, Certified Medication Aides or Certified Medication Techs, LPNs, RNs, administrators. We have a lot of folks working really hard and doing their best in dietary. We have housekeeping. We have folks doing laundry, maintenance, I mean, sales and marketing. It goes on and on and on and on. Social services, we can't forget about social services. They're a huge, important part of all of the folks working in long-term care. So, oh gosh, I hope it didn't miss anyone. But so when you look at some staffing ratios at long-term care, it's not one-on-one, but it is the highest level of care. It's the most well-staffed, if you will, versus all the other different levels of care. And most of the long-term care communities that I have evaluated, you're looking at about a 1 to 5 to maybe about a 1 to 7 or so nursing or staffing ratio. Right, so that's pretty good. I won't probably get into too much into this five-star rating system. Maybe I'll talk about that here, maybe on the other side. But what I've noticed over all of the years is that we're experiencing a really huge shift, frankly, in the performance of long-term care communities. And frankly, it's really disturbing. I've written some blogs on this before, and it's on the website. Probably ought to update those, but the numbers are going to be very, very similar versus when I wrote the blogs a while back. But just as a little bit of a teaser, I'll go into a little more depth on the other side. But we used to have more of a kind of a bell curve. So we had a smallest amount of 5-star and 1-star, more of the 2-star and the 4-star, and then that bell curve in the middle. The majority of the performance happened at the average, at that 3-star rating. Well, there's been a lot of movement, and coming up next, I will explain that to you. Frankly, it's pretty disturbing.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2 page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
If someone told you the recession started today, would you change anything about your daily life? Has the big recession monster already arrived? Don't be fooled by what you read. Docs tend to outperform during a recession anyways. Make sure you're getting the most trustful information.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to this Medicare 1 to 5-star rating system, and I kind of threw a teaser out there. I talked about that bell curve, and that bell curve was solid for years and years and years. You know, we used to not even have a 5-star rating system. Then someone in Congress said, wait a minute. Because they had just gone through this with their own mother, their own family member. They said, why can't I go online and find just some basic information about nursing homes? I mean, I can do that for a hotel and all kinds of other things. Why doesn't that exist for nursing homes? So the government thought, hey, well, we'll just create this system, 1 to 5 stars, and here's how you qualify for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 5-star being well above average, 4-star above average, 3-star is average performance or rating, 2-star is below average, and 1-star is well below average. All right, so I think, I'll tell you what, somebody's been working on this 1 to 5-star rating system. I just think it's a lot better than it used to be. But I still, I never put all of my eggs in that basket. Oh, I would never stay in anything less than a 5-star long-term care community. Or I would never, ever, ever consider a 2-star long-term care community. All right, well, you can't be that concrete because I still think there are some issues with this. So a big part of that calculation is how do you do or how did you do or have you done on your surprise health inspections? And there's an average number of deficiencies or citations, if you will. And are you below or above the average number of deficiencies? And then they start issuing, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 just on your health inspection performance. So you can have a 4-star. That looks pretty good, right? But this is a 3-year rolling average. So 3 years ago, maybe they were just doing great. And then 2 years ago, they started falling off and slipping. And a year ago, even worse. So they're kind of on this downward trend, but they're still being artificially held up or propped up by a really good performance 3 years ago. Well, you get to one more health inspection, and that really good performance drops off. And now you have an average of three really poor performances, and all of a sudden you could go from a 4 to a 2, click, overnight, or a 4 to a 3, or 3 to a 2. Okay, you can move around. And then you could go the other way. It could be a 2-star rating, and you're like, oh, I would never consider that. Well, maybe 3 years ago, they weren't doing well. They fired everybody. They brought in some people who were going to do a lot better job, and they have. And they improved the next year, and then they really improved the year after that. Well, that 3-year rolling average, it just hasn't caught up with them yet. So one more health inspection, and that really bad survey or health inspection from 3 years ago drops off, and you have another good health inspection and performance, and all of a sudden, boom, you jump up from a 2 to a 3 or a 2 to a 4. So it doesn't tell the whole story, but I'll tell you, it is a lot better than it used to be, but never put all your eggs in that 5-star basket. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't do it with my clients at Senior Care Consulting. I certainly look at it. I consider it. I consume and analyze the information, but I never totally count on that when it comes to some decision-making process, basically. Now, that 3-star traditional bell curve that we had always seen for years and years and years, unfortunately, it's a lot different right now. I hope we can get back to a bell curve situation, but some of the 3-star performers have taken steps to improve, and they've really raised their own bar, and they've jumped up to a 4 or a 5. A few of them have. Unfortunately, a whole bunch of them that were 3 stars, solid, average, pretty good places, decent places, they're not bad at all. They have really fallen off badly over the past few years, and they've dropped to a 2 or a 1, and they're earning that 2 or a 1. So they're not in that average center of the bell curve anymore. They're struggling. They're not doing well. And I hate to see that. And I personally believe most of this shift, this downward movement, is a function of staffing. And also somewhat of a function of funding. So that's I hope this gets turned around. I don't see it turning around anytime soon, unfortunately. So I would say, just to conclude that thought, it's more difficult now than ever before to identify the best available long-term care community. If you need help, expert help and guidance with that, you can reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We help people every day determine what they need, research the market, and identify our top options. And then we vet those options, and we put you in the best possible position. We go out and tour with you, ask questions most people would never know to ask. We summarize all of that in a report and help put you in the best position possible to make the best decision possible. If that resonates with you, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. All right, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day last weekend. And also, congratulations to all the graduates. I know last weekend was a huge graduation weekend, and so is this one. But last weekend, my wife said, hey, why don't you come with me to these graduations? So we drove all over the countryside and attended 3 different graduation parties. We had a lot of fun, and then we moved our daughter back into our house on Mother's Day, and we celebrated Mother's Day, we just had, my mom came over, and of course, my wife was there. We just had a great day, and then – My son, Ethan, is graduating this weekend with his certification as an electrician. And now he just needs to take his journeyman's test, and then, boom, he's off to the races, beginning working in his chosen field. And we're just really proud of him. Ethan, if you're listening, he's probably like, oh, I don't want to listen to Senior Care Live. I listen to you, Dad, all the time. Ethan, if you're listening, we're so proud of you. And I'll tell you, I wish we had more young people that would consider going into the trades. There's a huge, huge shortage of electricians and HVAC and plumbing, all of the trades. And it's really, really a great career path. And two of our sons have chosen the trades. One is working in HVAC, and now we're going to have an electrician. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, congratulations to all of the graduates out in and across America. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The nine-month battle for Bakhmut has destroyed the 400-year-old city in eastern Ukraine and killed tens of thousands of people in a mutually devastating demonstration of Ukraine's strategy of exhausting the Russian military. Ukrainian President Zelensky in Japan for the G7 is denying Russia's claim that the city's under Russian control.
They destroyed everything. There are no buildings. It's a pity. It's tragedy, but for today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So just ground and a lot of dead Russians.
Another round of debt talks wrapped up the Capitol on Sunday night. White House and House Republican staff met for about 2.5 hours before calling it an evening. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy talked by phone while the president was flying back from the G7 in Japan. The two planned to meet in person Monday to hammer out a deal to avert an economy-wrecking federal default. New York City has a right to house the homeless in shelters, but will it establish a right for them to sleep outside? Here's Julie Walker.
If the Democratic mayor allows the city council's homeless bill of rights to become law, it would make New York the first big U.S. city to establish an explicit right to sleep in at least some public places. A right to rest proposal in Oregon died, and attempts to establish similar bills in California have faltered. L.A. has measures that prohibit sleeping on streets. The increasing visibility of the homeless has fueled public frustration and prompted politicians to act, much to the chagrin of some advocates for the homeless. Julie Walker, New York.
This is townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
In the world of sports, a stampede by soccer fans at a soccer game in El Salvador left at least a dozen people dead and many others injured.
The crush happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match when fans in the stands waving frantically began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Maurizio Arizachicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
And check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Meta may soon take on Twitter.
According to Bloomberg, Instagram is preparing to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. It will be separate from Instagram, but users will be able to connect their accounts and follow the same people they follow on Instagram. The new app comes as far-left Twitter users quit Twitter over its new freedom of speech policies. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The driver of a semi that slammed into a passenger van on Interstate 5 in Western Oregon is currently in jail facing suspicion of manslaughter, DUI, and other charges. State police say 11 people in the van were killed, or 11 people were in the van. 7 people died. 4 others were injured. The crash near Albany, one of Oregon's deadliest in recent years. You can find out more on these stories by logging into townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Opportunity to serve at home if they want.
Welcome to Intelligence Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, back from a little bit of a hiatus. Maybe you have enjoyed some of our legacy broadcasts. We selected some of our best shows to entertain you during a short period of time while I was away on vacation. I visited Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Germany. Had a marvelous time, and now I'm back. Got lots of information to share with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. And we are here in the doctor's office. And you can call with your questions or comments. We're available. 877-726-8255 gets you right on the air. And among the stories that I'm going to share with you, well, I'll start out with this. I hope that I don't become superfluous in coming years. I've been broadcasting since 1988, answering individuals' questions on the radio and in podcasts. And here's an amazing story. You've heard about ChatGPT. Well, this kind of builds on the legacy of some of the first experiments in machine learning and AI, artificial intelligence, where we reached a remarkable breakthrough where computers could beat master chess players in chess. They reached that threshold a little while ago, and then they demonstrated that computers could outperform people on Jeopardy, and on and on it goes. Well, now we have ChatGPT, which is a remarkable accomplishment in terms of artificial intelligence. All the knowledge of the world is crunched by computers, and they can spew it back in response to any kind of query. And so they did a study in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, which shows the potential of ChatGPT. Headline, ChatGPT crushes real doctors in answering patient questions. They did a study, and they compared actual doctors answering patient questions to the ChatGPT answers, and they objectively evaluated the accuracy and quality of the answers. For example, you could just go on ChatGPT and say, I have a headache. Can you help me? And you'll see that you're going to get a vast compendium of information. And according to this objective analysis in Journal of the American Medical Association, the performance of ChatGPT was not only superior to that of doctors, it was unbelievable. One person who comments on this says, I never in my life imagined I would see this. He is shocked that software could generate such satisfying answers. There's a bit of a problem because some people have noticed that sometimes ChatGPT makes things up. In the technical parlance, that is called a hallucination. That the computer can hallucinate, and in an effort to pull together a fully satisfying answer, it can make stuff up. And so that can be a potential hazard. Humans always not prey to that particular tendency, but so too are machines. Well, hopefully I won't be supplanted by technology in the near future. I try to give you a little bit of a alternative perspective on what's happening in the world of medicine, maybe something that you wouldn't get by consulting ChatGPT. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the first things I wanted to talk about is, you know, you see all these ads on TV about the Camp Lejeune litigation. If you or a loved one were present at Camp Lejeune during certain years, you may be entitled to a settlement. Call, you know, one of a number of law firms who are handling a big payout for individuals who may have drunk the water at this Marine base in North Carolina. It turns out that the water was polluted, in particular with a substance called TCE, trichloroethylene. And that is a substance that is often used in dry cleaning, less so these days. It's an industrial and commercial chemical that's been used for nearly 100 years. It was even used as a surgical anesthetic until it was banned in 1970. They deliberately gave it to people to knock them out. More recently, it was used as a degreasing solvent. Is used to decrease industrial metal parts. And the problem is that once TCE enters the soil or groundwater, it's a forever chemical. It can persist for decades. So this just in, a study led by researchers at the University of California at San Francisco compared Parkinson's diagnoses in approximately 160,000 Navy and Marine veterans. Just over half came from Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where TCE was used to degrease military equipment, and the water was therefore contaminated. The remainder came from Camp Pendleton, California, where the water was not contaminated with TCE. So they could, you know, they say, well, okay, being a Marine, maybe there's certain risk for Parkinson's disease. Let's compare those exposed to TCE versus those not exposed to TCE, and there was indeed a difference. Levels of TCE in the water at Camp Lejeune exceeded maximum safety levels by 70-fold. And what they found was, yes, indeed, there was a connection between TCE exposure and the risk of Parkinson's disease. But that's not all. Another study out this week shows that exposure to a wide variety of pesticides, some of which are unrelated chemically, are associated with neurocognitive problems, in particular Parkinson's disease, because these chemicals attack the dopamine system in the brain, which controls movement. So a little bit of a segue to something that happened to me in the office this week. I started seeing patients again back from vacation, And I talked to one of my patients, and she had a list of things that she wanted to talk to me about. And at the very end, she brought something up. She said, I can smell Parkinson's disease. And I said, that's really weird. She says, yeah, it's kind of disconcerting. Because when I'm around someone who has Parkinson's disease, there's a distinct smell that they exude. And it even happens to me in public sometimes, and I have the impulse maybe to rush up to the person and say, did you know that you're at risk for Parkinson's disease? And I looked it up. And it turns out that there's considerable research that suggests that sniffer dogs can detect Parkinson's disease. Dogs have a much higher sensitivity in terms of their olfactory abilities, as we all know. And what they found was that you could train sniffer dogs to distinguish between clinically established patients with Parkinson's disease versus controls without Parkinson's disease with, get this, a 91% accuracy. These sniffer dogs could pick up Parkinson's disease. Now, it gets more interesting because, yeah, okay, dogs can do this. Well, what about people? There was an article last year in Scientific American. Super smeller can detect the scent of Parkinson's, leading to an experimental test for the illness. That came out in October of 2022. A Scottish woman named Joy Milne made headlines in 2015 for an unusual talent, her ability to sniff out people with Parkinson's disease. So what they determined, they actually did an experiment. They wanted to put Milne's claims to the test. They had her smell 12 T-shirts, 6 from people with Parkinson's and 6 from non-affected individuals. She correctly identified the disease in all 6 cases. And one T-shirt, this is the kicker, the one T-shirt from a healthy person she categorized as having Parkinson's belonged to someone who was diagnosed with the disease less than a year later. This is really crazy. And my patient, indeed, is very sensitive. She's very sensitive to medications, various things that you wouldn't expect would bother her. She is probably a super smeller. And so the theory here is that there's something that Parkinson's patients exude in their sebum, that's the fatty substance that's exuded from your pores onto your skin, that there's a certain characteristic of that, and that maybe, just maybe, we can do chemical tests, skin tests, use a sebum-based test to make an earlier diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, maybe even diagnose Parkinson's disease before it clinically develops with tremor and movement problems. So, wow, oh wow. Milne has also exhibited a unique talent in detecting other conditions. Parkinson's may not be the only disease Milne has a nose for. She's also reported noticing unique smells in people with Alzheimer's, cancer, and tuberculosis, and she's now working with scientists to see whether specific olfactory signatures of those diseases can be identified. So it's amazing stuff. I mean, we do know that Parkinson's disease, people with Parkinson's have a unique microbiome, and that based on sophisticated analyses of their stool, we could predict to a high degree their likelihood of having Parkinson's disease or eventually developing it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this is not ChatGPT. I'm a real person. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hey
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Weekday mornings starting at 6, don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour, followed at 7 by Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. We also have Armstrong and Getty on tap, and don't miss Mark Levin on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
RobertHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number now during the program, this hour or next. You're free to call with a comment or question. It's also available to you 24-7, 365. And we've been away for a couple of weeks, and so a lot of people have called and recorded questions, so let's hear one of them.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. In the May 2023 edition of The Atlantic, there's an article that I think you might be interested in. It's called Ice Cream, Bad for Your Health. But the issue with the article is they're saying that science has covered up the fact that ice cream is healthy. So I thought that might be an interesting article to look over and possibly discuss on your show.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I saw that article. And so the big surprise finding is that if you look at a bunch of scientific studies, they generally show, and this is kind of counterintuitive, right? Ice cream, you know, high calorie, high fat, laden with sugar, that ice cream consumption is associated with a lower risk of insulin resistance and diabetes and a variety of health problems that are related to that. And so I read the article, and the guy goes back and forth and, you know, hems and haws, and at the end of the study concludes, at the end of the article concludes that, well, nutritional science is pretty controversial. It's sometimes hard to isolate on one food and determine if that is a good food or a bad food. Now, this is something, you know, we've seen these controversies with things like coffee and with alcohol and with chocolate. And, you know, a wide variety of things. At first, we thought they were bad for you. You know, same thing with red meat. Red meat is terrible. It kills you. But then studies show that red meat is not so bad and maybe even be protective. So, you know, a couple of theories on that. One is something called reverse causation, which means that the people who eat a lot of ice cream, maybe they're relatively healthy people. They don't have to worry about their weight. So they eat ice cream. Other people who are sicker, they've been told they need to cut down their intake of sugary, fatty foods, and so they don't eat as much ice cream. That would be not that ice cream has a protective effect. It's just that people who are sick or at risk don't eat as much ice cream. But I wonder, because I see a lot of people who are at risk, you know, typically people who are very overweight, and they're walking around with an ice cream cone, so I'm not entirely sure that that's the case. The other thing about ice cream is that good quality ice cream is high in fat, has a lot of protein, and while it does have some sugar, it has a high satiety value. So maybe, just maybe, the small amount of sugar that's in there is balanced out by the fat and the protein. It's released more slowly. It has a lower glycemic index than, say, I don't know, soda, you know, where the sugar hits you real fast. And therefore, it may be a healthier alternative, you know, when you're going to indulge. There's some other studies that even suggest there's certain properties in dairy that may have anti-diabetic effects. And I've seen those studies. But it just kind of illustrates the problem that if you just isolate on one food out of the context of the whole lifestyle, that you're going to get misleading results. And also, this is statistical. Results may vary. You know, what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander. And the average person may consume a moderate amount of ice cream and still be healthy. But for some people, not a great idea. 877-726-8255, our number. Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. We're going to take a look at the perils associated with being an older father in terms of the offspring's health. This is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of
Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. To order, just go to flavanaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off site-wide for a limited time. Just use code SAVE20 at checkout at flavanaturals.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255. It's great to be back. I've got lots to share with you. And one of the things that happened while I was away is that on the Celebrity Health Watch, actor Robert De Niro just welcomed his seventh child at the age of 79. His girlfriend, Stephanie Chen, is, quote, believed to be 45, so she's no youngster. But I wanted to take a look at the potential health risks associated with being a father late in life. Now, in my own case, my father was a little older, was a bit of an outlier, especially in 1952. A lot of guys got married young and had kids in their late teens and 20s. But my dad waited till he was 42 to sire me, and the trend has changed because back in 2017, there was a study that showed that the number of older men fathering children was on the rise. Now about 10% of infants are born to fathers over the age of 40, whereas four decades ago was only 4%. So, yeah, I was born about 7 decades ago. I certainly was an outlier. I guess for the most part I turned out okay. There were no birth complications. But according to a recent study, there is an increased risk of autism and schizophrenia as well as bad birth outcomes. They looked at 40 million births and they linked it to paternal age. And they found that advanced paternal age, and this may come as a surprise to some of you guys who are delaying fatherhood, advanced paternal age is defined as being older than 35. Births from fathers of an advanced paternal age were found to be at a higher risk for adverse birth outcomes, such as low birth weight, seizures, and the need for ventilation immediately after birth. It wasn't like, you know, 5 times the risk or 10 times the risk, but it was slightly higher. For example, men who were 45 or older were 14% more likely to have a child born prematurely. Men 50 or older were 28% more likely to have a child that required admission to the neonatal intensive care unit. And the reason for that is that once a dad hits age 35, there's a slight increase in birth risk overall. With every year that a man ages, he accumulates on average 2 new mutations in the DNA of his sperm. And that could increase with poor diet, with smoking, with exposure to environmental toxins. Say you live in a polluted area or you eat a lot of food that is chemicalized, or you work in an industry where you may be exposed to DNA-damaging substances. That puts you at risk for a poor neonatal outcome. They also found that that there was an 18% increased likelihood to have a child born with seizures, 14% more likely to have, as I said, a low birth weight. If a father was 50 or older, the likelihood that the infant could need ventilation upon support upon birth increased by 10%. So, yeah, there are risks associated with delaying paternity. But we congratulate, hey, you got the mojo to be a dad at 79? Well, yeah, okay. Go for it. I think Charlie Chaplin sired kids well into his 70s, perhaps even into his 80s. Okay. All right. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. And I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I use it personally, and the CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. I consider this one of the biggest breakthroughs in the world of supplements of the decade, that this stuff is now available. So CV Sciences is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Some people are very sensitive to THC. CBD helps me relax and sleep, but if there's a little THC in there, too much, I start to go into sort of a dream reverie, and it's almost like a bit of a hallucinatory state that delays the onset of sleep. So I like the Daily Balance THC-free product. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. They have a full range of products there, some with THC, some with minimal THC, various potencies, gel caps, as well as gummies, and combination products. Good stuff. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil soft gels and gummies. Check it out. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's see. We have something on a... I want to talk about depression rates in the U.S. Depression rates are soaring. And what has made things worse is that the pandemic has left people lonely, isolated, more reliant on social media, and school interruptions have played havoc on kids. And so, but this is a trend that was emerging well before COVID. Headline here from May 17th, 2023, U.S. depression rates reach new highs. According to a Gallup poll, the percentage of U.S. adults who report having been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lifetime has reached 29%. That's nearly 10 percentage points higher than just in 2015. That's just 8 years ago. So it has soared in recent years. The percentage of Americans currently have or are being treated for depression has also increased to 17.8%. That's up about 7 points over the same period. Both rates are the highest recorded by Gallup since it began measuring depression using the current form of data collection in 2015. So, and the statistics are skewed towards women and younger people. About a third of younger individuals have at some point been told that they have depression by a health professional. Over one third of women, 36.7%. With men, the percentage is lower, and maybe simply because men seek help less than women. They may need the help, but they're just out there suffering in silence. So this is concerning. And amidst this comes a ray of hope. Because recently we did an outstanding podcast with a couple, we actually did a couple of them, with nutritionally oriented psychiatrists who believe that nutrition can make a difference. And there's something called the MIND study, M-I-N-D, which demonstrates that a healthier diet, in this case a Mediterranean diet, anti-inflammatory, free of junk, less in the way of ultra-processed foods, protein and vegetables and complex, slow-release carbohydrates, lots of fiber, that this diet had profound effects on mental health. And in another case, a little more radical application of diet, Dr. Chris Palmer has written a book called Brain Energy, in which he argues that a ketogenic diet could be the key to restoring mental health and balance. And I've seen it again and again with the patients who come to see me for depression. It's not an infrequent complaint. I get a lot of patients with heart problems, with cardiovascular disease, with digestive complaints, autoimmune disease. But many of my patients, along with their physical maladies, are suffering from depression and anxiety. And many of them benefit from diet change, especially a low-carbohydrate diet. And this new study, it's actually a survey of the research, a meta-analysis. They looked at 1,377 articles, and 48 of which passed muster because they had to be rigorous enough to qualify for eligibility. The study of studies is called Efficacy of Low Carbohydrate and Ketogenic Diets in Treating Mood and Anxiety Disorders, a Systematic Review and the Implications for Clinical Practice. And what they're saying here is that although it's preliminary and that the studies are limited, there are several studies that suggest possible beneficial effects of low carb, very low carb, or ketogenic diets on the brain. And we know from past experience that ketogenic diets can reduce the incidence of seizures in kids who are seizure prone and don't respond to medications. They're often put on keto diets, which are difficult to adhere to, but if you're having uncontrolled seizures, they can be devastating. And ketogenic diets have been found to be helpful in this population. And so applying the same logic to brain circuitry, mood problems may be a form of brain seizures, emotional seizures. And using a very low carbohydrate or ketogenic diet can change the way that brain uses fuel. Ordinarily, the brain is reliant on glucose, sugar in the blood. But sugar in the blood fluctuates. It can be high, it can be low, and brain function can be affected. But when you're on a ketogenic diet, it provides kind of a steady state of ketones, which may be better utilized by neurons in the brain and the emotional centers that may determine whether you're anxious or depressed. And this can have a stabilizing effect. And anecdotally, I will tell you, I see reports all the time on social media of people who said, I was suffering from this or that, the psychiatric disorder, even schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder. And by adopting this type of diet, my symptoms were relieved or eliminated. You know, just astounding testimonials. So nevertheless, they say robust studies are now needed to demonstrate efficacy, to identify clinical groups who may benefit, and whether a ketogenic diet, beyond just a low-carbohydrate diet, is required, you know, how low do you have to go, and to characterize adverse effects and the risk of relapse after diet discontinuation, because you kind of have to stick to the diet. You know, it's not like a short-term intervention. It's like, you know, you're good, you're on the diet, then you lapse, and the symptoms may come roaring back. But this is really, now in the scientific literature, and it's being legitimized as a way to treat psychiatric disorders because, let's face it, you know, the medications that we have, limited efficacy, they're not a quick fix. Many people experience side effects. Many people don't experience relief or get only partial relief from anxiety, depression, other types of mood problems, schizophrenia, obsessive-compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder. And we need a nutritional component in psychiatrists' offices. I'm absolutely convinced. 877-726-8255, our number. We're available. You can call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit t-mobile.com today.
In 2012, U.S. Army Captain Jason Church was on his first deployment to Afghanistan. While conducting a routine patrol with his unit, it quickly became clear that Jason and the others were walking into an ambush and were standing in a field of IEDs. Sensing the urgency to vacate the area, Jason attempted to knock over a wall to create an escape route. Unfortunately, when doing so, a loud explosion rang out, knocking Jason unconscious. Waking up from the blast, Jason quickly realized that the IED had severed both of his legs below the knee. Today, Jason is retired from the Army and resides in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. With support from the Gary Sinise Foundation, they were honored to build Jason a specially adapted smart technology home, custom made to fit his needs.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's influencer marketing expert and investor Denise Lambertson.
There is a generation coming up behind me that was born with an iPhone in their hand practically and feels very, very comfortable and documents their whole entire life over video. And then there are folks that just have a knack, a DNA tweak that just make them really great at it. For the rest of us mere mortals, it does take a lot of practice to get comfortable. And you know, a big part of marketing in general for startups that I'm encouraging our clients to do is engage in founder marketing, where the founder of the company is also putting all of these sorts of tools into place.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. A lot happening on the health front. Maybe you want to share something that you've experienced in terms of the benefits of natural or high-tech medicine, or maybe you got a complaint. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. And there's a stinging indictment in The Lancet, which is the world's largest and most authoritative international medical journal, about the concerted efforts to make breastfeeding obsolete using commercial milk formula is something that wasn't at all existent until the mid-19th century. Before that, it was all about breastfeeding, natural way of feeding infants. And since then, there have been tremendous inroads by companies that make infant formula. They say that despite proven benefits, less than half of infants and young children globally are breastfed in accordance with the recommendations of the World Health Organization. In comparison, commercial milk formula sales have increased to about $55 billion annually, with more infants and young children receiving formula products than ever. And so they've issued a stinging rebuke of the marketing stratagems and erroneous information that's been disseminated over the decades and now has penetrated the scientific establishment, has propagandized doctors and the general public alike to convince them of the convenience and equivalence and even superiority of substitutes for breast milk. Now, I'm not like a lactation Nazi, as is sometimes referred to. I think that's kind of a overheated term. But nonetheless, there are some people who are so vociferously about breastfeeding that they make women who can't breastfeed or do not want to breastfeed feel really guilty. And you can raise a normal child with formula. There's no question about it. But there are distinct health benefits that they may be deprived of. And in addition, there are benefits to the mother. There are benefits to the mother emotionally. There are benefits to the mother physically, reduced risk of breast cancer, even reduced risk of metabolic diseases like insulin resistance. It's a good thing. It's great for bonding emotionally. And so what they point out is that a lot of products are being marketed these days with deceptive claims, all without scientific foundation, that certain products are said to relieve fussiness and colic and improve infant sleep. And the science behind them is virtually non-existent. Also, certain products are said to reduce the risk for allergies, which is also without scientific foundation. Yes, there are some children who are allergic to dairy, cow's milk, but usually not to human milk. And sometimes adjustments in the mother's diet can make a difference in whether the kid is okay with the breast milk. Maybe reducing mom's consumption of cow dairy products or certain foods that the child might be allergic to can alleviate the problem. There are even products that claim to boost IQ with deceptive pictures showing babies wearing glasses, looking smart, and with text that shows E equals MC2, like you're going to make your kid a genius by giving him this super formula. And so they talk about all the propaganda that has been developed since these formulas were first developed in 1865 by a German chemist. And a lot of this has to do with industrialization and moving women into the workforce and not staying at home. It's convenient. You know, they can go back to the factory and work. And the problem is they've also really stepped up their activities to Africa, the Middle East, Asia, the Americas, to make folks distrust mother's milk. And that is really, really to the detriment of the health of kids and moms. So big article in Lancet. They slam the lid on efforts to replace breastfeeding with substitutes. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says conservatives in Congress are using the debt ceiling as a way to force sharp spending cuts in social service programs.
They're going to push the default detonator and blow up our economy if they don't get their way on their budget proposals. That would destroy the American economy.
Holland was a guest on ABC's This Week, along with Texas Republican Congressman Jody Arrington, who chairs the House Budget Committee. Arrington disagrees. He says Republicans want to put an end to increasing government spending.
We have to get back to pre-COVID, pre-inflationary spending. We've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
Meanwhile, President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy plan to meet on Monday to try to reach a compromise deal. Two U.S. senators are expressing concern. Records from the laptop of Hunter Biden taint the Secretary of State. Speaking with Salem News Channel, Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson says Antony Blinken provided false testimony when he denied corresponding with Biden via email when he served as Deputy Secretary of State during the Obama administration.
He lied to us. We asked him point blank, did you ever email Hunter Biden? He said no. Why did he say no? Why didn't he just say, well, you know, I didn't know him well, might have emailed a couple times. It's because he didn't want us checking his emails because they would probably have been pretty incriminating.
Earlier this month, Johnson and colleague Chuck Grassley of Iowa sent a letter to the secretary demanding all records related to his correspondence with the president's son. The request follows recent revelations Blinken lied to Congress when he participated in a voluntary interview with staff for the two senators in December of 2020. Be sure to check out the latest news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
When you think of a farm, you think of hogs, cattle, chickens, you know, the usual. But not this.
Animal rights activists are in Madrid protesting plans for the construction of a brand new farm, an octopus farm. They contend there are no laws in Spain or in the European Union to guarantee the welfare of an octopus in captivity. Now, the farm is slated to be built next year in the Canary Islands. Protesters showing concern for putting the solitary creatures in the pools. By the way, the meat of the octopus is considered quite a delicacy in many nations. Jason Walker reporting.
The 10th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise off to the races this weekend, knocking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 out of first place and easily claiming the number one spot at the box office. Third place went to the Super Mario Brothers movie. More breaking news at townhall.com. Mobile home parks can be an affordable option for people with very little money, but many older, dilapidated ones are being razed to make way for new developments.
In downtown Phoenix's Periwinkle Mobile Home Park, Alondra Louise Vasquez pays $4.50 a month for the lot she's lived on for 10 years, but now has to leave.
We're experiencing a lot of trauma, which we didn't really expect that to come along with an eviction.
Grand Canyon University, which is building student housing there, says it's assisting park residents. Two other Phoenix mobile home communities are also being cleared for new developments. Activist Salvador Reza.
We're going through a housing crisis. You cannot find any affordable housing at all.
Industry groups estimate more than 20 million people live in some 43,000 mobile home parks across the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Martinez Show. Go to BillMartinezShow.com.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a fun one from the Jack Benny program. Then later, a detective series featuring William Gargan as confidential investigator Barry Craig. At the end of our previous show, Jack and his talented cast were getting ready to poke fun at the big screen Western Jesse James. It was the second week in a row that they highlighted that 1939 picture, which starred Tyrone Power and Henry Fonda. As we resume, Benny will be joined by Mary Livingston and Andy Devine. It's from March 5th, 1939.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the second episode of our stirring drama, Jesse James. Take it, Wilson.
10 years have elapsed since last week, and we find that Jesse James, the simple farm boy, has become Jesse James, one of the most notorious desperados west of the Mississippi.
Mighty pretty stream, the Mississippi.
As the scene opens, we find Jesse and his wife, Zerelda, in their hideout in the country. Jesse is cleaning his gun, while Zerelda is knitting him a bulletproof sweater. Curtain, music.
All right, this is your last chance. Come on out of there, we'll blast you out.
Zerelda, turn off that gangbuster program. I want to relax.
Okay.
Thanks. Doggone this gun, Zerelda. When you go out shopping this afternoon, I wish you'd pick me up a new six shooter.
What's the matter with the one you got?
The barrel's crooked. Last night I was aiming at a rattlesnake and I shot the cigar right out of my mouth.
Oh, it can't be that crooked.
It can't, eh? Here, take the gun and aim at that window. See what happens.
Okay. There goes the window.
Window nothing. That was my glasses. God, did you do much damage?
I think so. There's a period between your eyebrows.
Well, I'm a little drafty, but I proved my point. How are you coming along with my bulletproof sweater?
Fine, Jesse, but it ain't very stylish. I think I'll put a turtleneck on it.
Don't do that, gal. When I'm riding my horse, people will think I'm a polo player. I ain't no sissy.
Now, wait a minute, you. What's wrong with polo?
Nothing, Mr. Zanuck. It just don't become me. I wish he'd stay in the audience. Well, anyway, thanks for the bulletproof sweater, Zerelda.
You're welcome, and see that you wear it. I'm tired of you coming home full of holes. Our bill for corks is something fair.
I don't mind that, but they keep popping out all the time. I feel like a champagne bottle. There goes one now. Doggone it. That may be the law. Quick, Zerelda, hide in the closet.
What for? We're married.
I know, but you might get shot. Who's there?
Hello, Jesse. This is Juicy.
Come right in.
We'll cook a goosey.
Yeah.
Hiya, folks.
Hello, Juicy. What's that you got under your arm?
It's a new picture of Jesse. I just ripped it off a tree.
Let's see it. Well, well, there's a reward out for me. $5,000, dead or alive.
$5,000 is a heap of money.
It sure is.
Is that cash?
Yep. Zerelda, put down that gun. Put it down, I see.
Shucks, I'll never get a mink coat.
Not that way, gal. It's unethical.
Say, Jesse, if we're going to rob a train tonight, the Bow and Arrow Limited is due here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we better get going. Hey, Zerelda, we're going to hold up a train. You want to come along?
I'd love to, Jesse, but I hate to leave Junior alone.
Well, bring the kid along.
I would, but he's got the mumps, and I can't get him through the door.
Oh, well, some other time, then. So long, Zerelda.
Wait a minute. Shall I fix your boy some lunch before you go?
No, don't bother. We'll eat on the train. Come on, Juicy.
I'm a-coming!
Shh, quiet, you two. It might be the sheriff. Get your gun, Juicy.
I got it.
Mine's ready, too. Come in.
Pardon me, is this 118 Elm Street?
Get out of here, Harris. I told you, you ain't in this place.
Oh, nuts.
Them Easterners getting my nerves.
Let's go. Let's go, Jesse, or we'll be late.
Yeah, come on. Steady, partner. Say, Juicy, I see you got a new horse. What happened to that broken-down old gray mare you used to ride?
Well, I had her face lifted and sent her to Santa Anita.
I know. I bet on her yesterday. Come on, partner.
Woo!
Whoa! Here! Whoa! Darn those stoplights. We're going through the next one. Giddy up, partner! Come on! Jesse James rides again!
Known as Juicy!
5 minutes later, and we find Jesse and Juicy lurking in the bushes alongside the railroad tracks, waiting for the Bow and Arrow Limited.
Well, Juicy, she'll be coming around the bend any minute now.
Yep, and they'll never recognize us with these baseball masks on.
That's right, but you know, I think we ought to change our voices, too.
What are you talking about? Mine changes every 3 seconds.
Sure does. And you ought to do something about that voice of yours, Juicy. It sounds like a man with squeaky shoes walking on oyster shells eating peanut butter. It's awful.
Well, I had my tonsils shot out 4 times, but they keep growing back in again.
Well, stop drinking water. It's that irrigation that does it. Try that for a while. Here she comes, Juicy. Now, you duck down in the bushes and make a noise like a locomotive whistle. The engineer will think it's another train coming and stop right about here.
Okay, Jesse, let me know when.
Ready, Juicy? Get set, blow! That's it! Sure work, Jesse. Come on, let's go!
Stay tuned for more Jack Benny and the Gang right after this short break on Win. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mr. Zanuck. Gosh, he sure gets around, don't he? Hey, Juicy, look at that guy in the derby hat trying to run away.
I'll stop him!
Quiet! This is a hold up, and I want to concentrate. Now, come back here, you.
Take it easy, my light-fingered friend. That last shot put my back collar button in front.
That voice sounds familiar. What do they call you, stranger?
Well, sir, Allen is the name. Fred Allen.
Allen, eh? This is 1873, folks. That gives you an idea how old he is. Now, listen, you. Hand over your money.
Here's my wallet, but I warn you, Jesse James, there's man-eating moths in there.
I'll open it up anyway. Well, I'll be darned. Look, Juicy, $150,000 in pennies. I always knew you were a miser, Allen.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, I protest.
You better shake him, Jesse. I'll bet he's got a nose full of nickels.
He's got something up there. Well, now, let's see, Juicy. We collected over $150,000 today. I guess we did pretty good.
Yep, let's go.
Come on, Juicy, we got enough. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Oh, no, you don't. Stick them up, you two, and hand over that money.
Why, Phil Harris, put down that gun. I told you, you can't be in this place.
Have it your way, but hand over that money.
I'm a-drawing my gun, Harris. Look out.
I'm a-shooting mine. Take that.
Oh. He got me.
Yeah, maybe you'll let me in your play next time. So long, Jackson.
Oh, I'm getting weaker. Juicy. Juicy.
Jesse. Jesse, speak to me. Speak to me.
Oh, everything is getting dark.
It's not so late.
I mean for me. I'm a-going, Jess Juicy. I'm a-going.
Oh, Jesse! Jesse!
Zerelda, what are you doing here?
Jesse! Jesse, speak to me. Tell me what's the matter. Tell me what happened.
Listen, gal. Dying Zerelda, dying Zerelda, dying right here on the track.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda.
Dying right here on my back.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda.
I think that I'm gonna die.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda. Dying, Zerelda, goodbye.
Once more, fellas.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda.
I'm dying surely but slow.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda.
If you must go, you must go.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda. He's sure that he's gonna die.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda.
Die, 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 die.
The last number of the 23rd program in the new Jell-O series, and we will be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Meanwhile, folks, all I want to say is...
I'm dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda, but I'll be with you next Sunday night.
Poor Jesse is dying, but nobody's crying. La, 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 la.
Come on, everybody.
He's dying, Zerelda, dying, Zerelda.
Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L-O.
Kenny Baker stands by the Jell-O program for courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy Productions.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From March 5th, 1939. Andy Devine was a sometimes cast member on the Jack Benny program, but he also worked with Jack in the 1940 comedy western Buck Benny Rides Again. Devine did lots of dramatic westerns as well, including a featured role in John Ford's Stagecoach. I'm Greg Vella. Next on When Radio Was, we move to the realm of the private eyes. It's William Gargan as Barry Craig, right after this.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands. As a man who doesn't revel in violence, but who uses it because he lives in a violent place at a violent time, where only the violent can survive.
Matt.
Yeah, Kitty?
Nothing. I'm scared, but I can't ask you not to go. I guess I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah, Kitty, I think you would.
Townspeople, ranchers, gunfighters, and lost souls are drawn to Dodge for encounters with Dylan. Some walk away, some don't.
All right, you men in there. And the marshal out of Dodge City. Now, we're looking right down your throat. You'll never make it shooting it out with us. Now, you throw your guns out and come on out and you won't get hurt.
You can't get us.
Well, that's up to you.
Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands brings you 30 stories of thrilling Western adventure. For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN7.
You ain't taking nothing!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN7 to save 50%.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. The star of this next series actually spent some time working as a private detective, so when it came to playing one on the radio, he had some real-life experience. You'll get his name in just a moment. As a matter of fact, it will be provided to you by famed SNL announcer Don Pardo. I'll just let you know this episode, The Lost Lady, is from June 14th, 1953.
William Gargan stars as Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
Buying yourself a murder can run into pretty big money, but after that, you've got nothing to worry about. The only charge for the chair you're invited to sit in is electrical.
The National Broadcasting Company presents William Gargan in another transcribed drama of mystery and adventure with America's number one detective, Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
Barry Craig speaking. When you've been a confidential investigator for long enough, you don't surprise easy anymore. A man named Adolph Beck hands you a couple of $100 to help his wife buy a hat, and you don't lift an eyebrow. You take the couple of hundred, and you meet Mrs. Beck the next morning at the Beck apartment. Adolph's gone to work, but you don't miss him.
Barry Craig?
Barry Craig.
Nice. Will you wait?
Sure.
I couldn't very well go shopping in this, could I?
Not unless you wanted to hold up traffic. You wait while the lady changes into something that won't hold up traffic. You decide you're being overpaid. Given the chance, you'd watch Mrs. Beck even if there wasn't a nickel in it.
Ready?
Fine.
You think traffic will be safe now?
Sure. I don't know about myself, though. Oh, hold it.
What?
I'll take a look outside first.
Oh.
Well, the street looks normal. Let's go.
Ah, it's such a lovely day.
Yeah. But that's my car.
Well, can't we walk? The shop's not very far.
No.
Well, all right, but...
Safer this way.
I don't know exactly what you think you're protecting me from.
I don't either. Your husband wasn't very generous with his information.
Well, then...
He was generous with his money, though. I'm trying to earn it.
Would you believe me if I told you I didn't need any protection?
Sure, but I'd believe your husband harder, though.
Why?
He's my client. I always believe my clients harder.
All right. You go ahead and protect me, then.
Yes, ma'am. Where's the hat shop?
Well, keep right on... Oh, wait, slow down.
What?
That shop window.
Madame Fleury?
Yes, she's always got wonderful things in it. Oh, Mr. Craig.
Yes?
Stop the car at once.
Okay.
That bathing suit. The red one.
Looks like a bathing suit.
Can you imagine it on me?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be a hot summer.
I've got to try it on. Come on.
Whatever you say.
Oh, I love to go shopping with a man. I don't get much of a chance.
What's the matter with your husband?
Adolf? Oh, he hates shopping.
Good morning, madame. Monsieur? What can I show you?
That bathing suit you have in the window.
Ah, madame has magnificent taste. It is an imported suit. I hope I have here madame's size. Ah, oui. Altogether, I import only 3 such suits. Voilà.
That's all there is to it?
Tiens, monsieur, it satisfies the law, no?
I wouldn't know.
And what is more important, it satisfies the eye of the husband. If, of course, the wife is so charming as madame.
Charm isn't exactly what a girl needs for a suit like that.
Oh, maybe not. But madame has it, no?
She has it.
I've got to try this on. Where?
This way, please, madame. Madame will find the dressing room comfortable, I think. I must congratulate, monsieur.
Yeah?
There are not many women who would even dare to think of wearing such a suit. It is, of course, ridiculously expensive.
It is, huh?
But monsieur will not mind paying, eh?
Well, I guess he won't. I guess in the kind of deal he's got, he pays and likes it. Or anyway, pretends to like it. Madame Fleury wasn't quite sure how to take that. So she shrugged her shoulders, charmingly, the way the French do, and shut up. Time went by, and I got restless.
Monsieur looks forward to seeing his wife in the suit, eh?
Monsieur has been looking forward to it for too long. She's been in there over 15 minutes.
Oh, a pretty woman always keeps her husband waiting, no?
I wouldn't know about that. I still think she's been in there a long time. Would you mind hurrying her up?
If monsieur is impatient.
He's impatient.
Tiens, then I go to advise madame. Madame? Madame?
What's the matter?
Madame does not reply.
The door.
She's locked?
Well, let me. Yeah. Locks automatically?
Automatic? No, it is necessary that one moves the latch.
One has moved the latch. Mrs. Beck. Mrs. Beck. Madame Fleury.
Oui?
Get back a bit. I'm going to break the door down.
But, monsieur...
I'll explain later. Right now, I'm in a hurry.
But this is barbaric. Is monsieur so jealous?
Monsieur is scared. Latch wasn't too strong.
Oh,
nobody home. Not even in the closet. But that door there, where does it go?
The back of the shop, a storeroom.
Fine. Storeroom. Nobody home here either.
But I do not understand.
You and me both. You always keep that window open?
May no one cannot because of the thieves.
Well, it's open now. Yeah. Short drop to the alley outside. She could have managed it.
Tiens, you are of the opinion, Madame Fleece?
That could be the opinion I'm of. Come on. Oh, the bathing suit. Yeah, she left it behind.
The mystery grows.
Fixing that door up is going to cost you a few bucks. Here's 10.
Merci, monsieur, but what...
Put the bathing suit back in stock. I've got a feeling Mrs. Beck isn't going to return for it. There was no occasion for yelling for the police. Mrs. Beck had a right to use the back exit if she wanted to. And there's no law against making a confidential investigator look foolish. I took my foolish look over to Beck's office and let him stare at it.
But you shouldn't have let her...
Mr. Beck.
Yes?
You handed me a couple of $100 to go shopping with your wife for the next week or so. You told me you were worried about her.
Of course. And the first thing you do is let her slip out of your fingers.
I never had them on her. You didn't bother telling me my job was to act as a jailer.
I assumed you'd realize that...
The only thing I could realize was that you figured she was in some kind of danger.
Well, maybe she is. Maybe someone
no.
knew...
No. There was no way anyone could have known she was going to stop at Madame Fleury's and use the dressing room there. Her disappearance had to be her own idea.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
It's a little too early to call in the Missing Persons Bureau. She's been gone only for an hour. But I know some of the boys downtown. They might stretch a regulation for me.
No.
No.
I don't want the police involved. She may simply have returned home.
She did it the hard way.
Or if she didn't, Craig.
Yeah?
I want you to find her.
Meaning you don't really think she went home?
Wherever she went, you find her.
The police do that kind of thing a lot better than a one-man outfit like me.
I don't care.
Okay, it's your money. But I'll need a few leads.
Leads?
Look, Mr. Beck, New York's a large place. Also, it's furnished with trains, planes, and buses, leaving it every few minutes. I've got to have some idea where she might be heading and why, or else I'm licked.
I understand, but...
We'll do it the hard way. Who was your wife before you married her?
Her name was Lila Lorne.
Lila Lorne? It sounds phony.
It was her professional name.
What profession?
She sang. She was a club singer.
Where'd she have her last date before giving it all up for a home and kiddies?
She was singing at the Romany Rendezvous.
The Romany Rendezvous. East 40s?
Yes.
Fine. Before marriage, your wife was a singer named Lila Lorne, singing at the Romany Rendezvous. Now, you tell me the rest.
What rest?
You know, somebody listening in would think I was working against you instead of for you. I had to drag this information out of you. Why? There's nothing wrong with a girl singing in a nightclub. Nothing to explain a disappearing act, either.
You're shrewd, Craig.
Isn't that why you hired me?
I didn't think shrewdness would be necessary.
The way you talk, people might get the idea you didn't want her found.
I do.
Okay, then what's the rest of it?
Before Lila married me, she was sort of engaged to Eddie Myron.
What does he do, pitch for the Dodgers?
He owns the Romany.
Keep going.
Well, Myron was very angry with Lila. And myself, I suppose. I've always been afraid that he might do something.
That's why you hired me?
Yes.
Myron didn't grab your wife. Nobody did. That flight out of the back window at Madame Fleury's was both unscheduled and strictly her own idea.
So I understand.
Meaning maybe she decided money wasn't everything?
Look here, Craig, this is terribly difficult for me.
And I'm not helping. All right, I'll get started. Only one thing.
Yes?
Suppose I find her and she likes it where she is. All Beck had for that was a stricken stare. Didn't look good on him, and I didn't waste time admiring it. I got out.
You're listening to Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
If someone told you the recession started today, would you change anything about your daily life? Has the big recession monster already arrived? Don't be fooled by what you read. Stocks tend to outperform during a recession anyways. Make sure you're getting the most trustful information.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now let's get back to an episode of Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, on When Radio Was.
It was a little early for the Romany rendezvous when I got there. A handful of tourists were fighting the stakes and trying to believe they were living. There wasn't a gypsy around.
Good evening, sir. I have a splendid table.
Save it for the Iowa delegation. They're due any minute.
I beg your pardon?
Eddie Myron.
Eddie Myron?
He wouldn't be on public view. Lead me to him, huh?
Mr. Myron is not in, sir.
That sir must have hurt. All right, he's not in. You've done your duty like a nice little head waiter. Now take me to him.
Hey, wait a minute.
Careful, the gutter's beginning to show.
What makes you so tough?
Clean living. Well?
You didn't mention a name.
Oh, careless of me. Barry Craig, how's that?
Craig? Private Eye?
Confidential investigator. More syllables, higher fees, class. Let's go, huh?
Okay.
Lila with him?
Lila, a friend of yours, Mr. Craig?
Very good. Forget I asked.
Yes, sir. Mr. Myron's office is down the corridor. You can see the door from here.
Thanks. Now take the sap first.
Let go.
Sure, the better to... Now I'll take the sap. Thanks. I get so tired of being hit on the head.
You...
Don't say it. We'd both be shocked. You were a little obvious, friend, asking me to walk in front of you. Now, go back to the dirty napkins, huh?
I'll show you the...
No!
Okay.
Craig's made another friend.
And what goes...
Oh, I forgot to knock. I'm terribly sorry.
Who are you?
The name's Craig. I also forgot to shut the door behind me. Excuse me, Mr. Myron. Wonder if there's a lock. Yes. Now, I feel better. I'd hate to have anyone walk in while my back was turned to him. Is that a permit for that gun?
Got any authority to ask?
No.
No.
That makes us even.
No, it puts me one ahead. I got the gun.
Some days I can't keep score with the Don.
Is this some fancy kind of holdup?
You wouldn't keep your dough in here.
I wouldn't. But you mightn't know that.
Barry Craig.
Do I stand and salute?
You remember I'm a confidential investigator, which makes it unlikely I'm after your dough.
Yeah, maybe I haven't got as high an opinion of investigators as you have.
You're misunderstanding me, hurting my feelings. All I'm after is companionship.
Mine?
Lila's.
Lila who?
You took too long on that one, fella.
All right. Your business has got something to do with Lila Lorne. The name's familiar.
So's the lady.
So what?
I'm looking for her.
Here?
Know any better places?
Sure. Try the Beck residence.
I already have.
Well, then we both don't know a thing.
I don't know a thing. You do.
What makes you think that?
I tossed Lila Lawn's name in your head waiter's lap. He tried to toss this blackjack at me.
Oh, that wasn't very nice of him.
He missed.
How does he feel about it?
Painful.
Well, I hope it doesn't show too badly. I wouldn't want the place to get a bad name.
We're getting away from Lila Lawn.
I haven't been near her in months.
That's why your head waiter was so sensitive? I could pry it loose from him.
Okay. Maybe I could use you on my side. Maybe even I might need you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a call from Lila early this morning. First time I'd heard from her since she got married.
Must have been a surprise.
Yeah, it was even a pleasant surprise. She wanted me to meet her. She was upset.
Beck was running short of money?
Well, Beck, it seems, was running after another blonde.
That's what Lila said.
Yeah, that's what she said. She wanted me to meet her up in Creekdale.
What's Creekdale?
Well, I got a kind of cottage up there. It's maybe an hour out of the city.
She wanted you to meet her up there this morning? You agreed?
I agreed. I drove up there. The cottage was there.
And Lila?
No. Well, I hung around for maybe a couple of hours. Then I started thinking. Somebody was playing me for something. I made fast time back to town. I worried. Boyle, that's the head waiter you tangled with, got his instructions. He'd been with me all day in the apartment.
Why are you breaking down and telling me all this?
Well, partially because Boyle lost his head when you mentioned Lawn. And that wouldn't make him a good witness. And partially because I don't even know what I was being set up for. I'd like you to find out.
I've already got a client.
Beck?
Yeah.
What's your job for him?
Finding his wife.
Well, that won't have to conflict with anything I want you to do.
One client at a time is all I can handle. But if I find out anything that might interest you, you'll hear from me. Or maybe from the police. That was thrown in to worry him. He was already worried, but maybe not about the right things. Even at that, he was ahead of me. I didn't even know what the right things were. I checked with Beck. His wife was still out. That left me a choice. I could do nothing. I could try the Creekdale end. According to Myron, that was a dead end. But he could be a liar.
Evening.
Good evening. You're the sheriff, they tell me.
I guess they tell you right.
I'm Barry Craig. I'm a confidential investigator from New York City.
That's so?
That's so.
Are you figuring on setting up business in Creekdale?
Not exactly. Something else. I came up here to look through Eddie Myron's cottage.
Yep.
I thought I might find something there. I drove to the cottage before stopping here at your office.
Yep.
The cottage wasn't in very good shape.
No.
Somebody was careless with matches.
Looks that way, don't it?
Place was burned to the ground. When did it happen, Sheriff?
This afternoon. I don't know the exact time it started. Couldn't have been later than 12 or so.
Any ideas about why it started or who started it?
What were you figuring on maybe finding in the cottage, mister?
Something that might lead me to a lost lady.
That's so. What might her name be?
Lila Lawn, perhaps. Or more recently, Mrs. Adolph Beck.
Yep. Come along, son.
Okay.
There she is, son.
What?
Yep.
You found her in the cottage? Like that?
Like that.
You couldn't have identified her. All you can tell is that she was blonde.
Enough of the skin on her fingers left to get half a dozen prints. No doubt about her identity, son. She's Lila Lorne. Mrs. Beck. She was pretty. Once.
Yeah. Sheriff, could that fire have been set earlier than noon, say?
Maybe.
Thanks.
Doc Peabody's got no idea if she was dead or not when the fire got her. Not enough of her left. You got ideas?
I got ideas.
Names attached to them?
Not yet.
Well, you'll get in touch with me if you get around to attaching names to those ideas.
I'll get in touch with you. Goodbye, Sheriff.
Oh, just a minute, son.
Yeah?
Doc Peabody couldn't swear whether she was alive or not when the fire got to her. He'll swear to something else, though.
What's that?
She had a couple of bullets in her lungs.
The sheriff didn't have any expression on his face I could read when he let me have it. I held the pose for a minute, couldn't think of anything else, and got out. I didn't mind the long drive back to the city. I needed it. Mrs. Adolph Beck hadn't been lovely to look at.
It's open. What do you want now, Boyle?
It's not Boyle.
Not... Oh. Thought we were finished for the night.
Not exactly.
What do you want now?
I've been up to Creekdale.
Well, I hope you got more out of the trip than I did this morning.
I got more.
Tell me about it.
Your cottage is never going to be the same again.
Termites?
What time did you leave there this morning?
Oh, around 12. Hey, wait a minute. That sounds like somebody's checking alibis.
Maybe somebody is.
Alibis for what?
Arson, for one thing.
Arson?
Your cottage was burned to the ground sometime today.
Where?
Maybe you're careless with cigarettes.
I don't smoke. I think you better get out of here.
Okay, but nobody really worries about arson in connection with a cheap summer cottage.
What do they worry about?
Lila Lawn is never going to be the same again either. I didn't give him much of a chance to respond to that. I walked out. That would give him an opportunity to figure out what his response would be. I had another job.
Who is it?
Barry Craig.
Oh, come in.
Thanks.
Well, it's very late.
I hadn't noticed.
I hope you've got something to report.
I have.
You found her?
Yeah.
Splendid work. Is she coming back to me?
I don't think she's got any choice in the matter.
I hope you didn't bully her or...
The reason she's got no choice is because she's dead.
Huh?
Yeah. The shortest way is sometimes the kindest. She was shot and then burned to death in a summer cottage that belongs to Eddie Myron.
She's gone back to him?
For a while, it seems like. Maybe a shorter while, and she figured on.
Have they arrested him?
Not yet. But they'll get around to it once they tighten up a few things. The way it goes, your wife ducked me this morning, phoned Myron, and met him at the cottage shortly before 12.
Uh-huh.
What happened and why right after that, we don't know for sure. What we do know is that Myron headed back for the city sometime after 12. And sometime after 12 was also when the cottage started burning.
Oh, then it's not really proof, though.
No. That's why Myron's not under arrest. He's a suspect. You could be one, too.
Me? You're joking.
You got a funny sense of humor. Motive. Another woman. According to Myron, anyway. But that doesn't matter. Because I saw you 10 minutes after your wife ducked out. I spent time with you. You couldn't have made it up to the cottage in time for the shooting and the burning. Not after I left you.
Oh, then you were joking.
Just showing you how tricky these things can be. Anyway, the main reason I came was to tell you my job's over. Your wife's been found. I walked out. He didn't see me to the door. Loved her, hated her. The fact that she was dead meant something to him. I got out into the street and started walking. Not far. Somebody else was walking behind me. I stopped. He stopped. This wasn't my idea of fun. But it didn't matter because still another guy showed up. He didn't notice either of us, but we noticed him. I went after him. The hired man went after me. He must have made quite a procession. He turned off the pavement and walked into one of the small houses they still keep in New York City to prove that once upon a time it was a nice place to live in. I gave him a few minutes and then... While I waited for the doorbell to be answered, I scribbled a note on my card and dropped it. It would give the man following me something to think about.
Yes?
Police.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
You're not a policeman?
No. Now, let's shut the door. I don't want the whole street to know I impersonated the cop, Mrs. Beck.
Mrs. Beck?
You sound surprised.
Well, I...
Maybe you're embarrassed. But the way you ducked me in Madame Fleury's this morning. I never did get to see how you looked in that red bathing suit.
It's terribly late.
It hasn't even begun to be late, Mrs. Beck. But I've got a problem bothering me. According to the police and to fingerprints, which never lie, Mrs. Beck is dead. You're not dead, are you? No, which leads me to a very funny conclusion. You're not, you never were, Mrs. Beck. You don't think that conclusion is very funny?
I don't know what you want, what you're thinking.
I'll tell you. Eddie Myron said Beck was running after another blonde. You're blonde. So was Mrs. Beck. That figures.
You still haven't...
Maybe you were holding out for marriage. I wouldn't know. I'm not asking. But Beck decided he'd have to get rid of his wife. He overheard her make a date with Eddie Myron. She was scared, I guess. And so he went to work. He got hold of me, hired me to go shopping with his wife. He got hold of you, got you to pretend you were his wife until he could duck up to Creekdale, kill his actual wife, wait till Myron had left the cottage in disgust, and then set fire.
Why, that's silly.
He got back to the city by 12. You were still alive then, according to what my testimony would have to be. Then you disappeared. So I think Beck couldn't have killed his wife. But he did. You prove it.
I'm not doing anything.
Myron put himself at the scene of the murder at the time of the murder, with no alibi. If he killed the girl, he wouldn't have done that. Therefore, the rest of his story has got to be believed. That leaves you. I followed Beck here. If you turned out to be someone I'd never met before, fine. Beck's in the clear, but you're not. So what else do I need?
Killing, Craig.
Finally came out of the woodwork, Beck. Why don't you introduce me to the lady who's going to hang with you? Excuse me, they don't hang you in New York.
Stop it. I didn't know about his plans to kill Lila. He just told me it was a gag for a divorce.
Hey, that's not bad. Any jury with men this side of senility on it will go for that. Beck, it looks like you take it alone.
I don't take anything. I can take care of her.
Only trouble is, Beck, Eddie Myron was worried about me. He trailed me to your place. He trailed both of us here. I dropped a note to him when I came in. Advised him to pick a good seat. He's outside that window.
You're lying. I'll take care of you first.
I wasn't lying. Myron winged our boy prettily. The police thanked him. They tossed me a polite nod, too. They didn't seem to mind finding the lost lady, either. Headquarters would be a brighter place for a little while. I wouldn't be hanging around waiting for her to come out, though. I don't like red bathing suits.
The Lost Lady, an episode of Barry Craig Confidential Investigator, from June 14, 1953. Prior to playing Barry Craig, star William Gargan was featured on radio and television as a different private eye. I'll name him and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with
dip. Ride the wave with MusicRewind.com and Classic Surf, a 3-CD set of 60 smash hits from surf pioneers such as Link Ray, The Ventures, The Beach Boys, Duane Eddy, Jan and Dean, Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Classic Surf today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to transport yourself to a sun-drenched beach. Just enter or mention promo code SURF77 to pay the incredibly low price of $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Classic Surf now and ride the pipeline with the Shantays. Or do the surfers stomp with the Tufts and K-Bell. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and use promo code SURF77 to save on shipping. Bye.
1-800-597-5556 or go to musicrewind.com to catch that summer breeze and buy Classic Surf today. Remember, promo code SURF77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
It is time for IP in the News.
Right.
How far would you go for a meatball?
Pretty far.
Would you
I
go
mean,
back
it depends on how hungry I am. Tell us the story.
Two different companies are trying to make food out of cells from woolly mammoths.
Like the ancient woolly mammoths? Like the Ice Age woolly mammoths?
So they took cells from it, and they're making food out of it.
And they created a meatball.
But you can't have one yet because they haven't perfected it.
Okay. So what is the controversy?
There are two companies doing this. Paleo said when Val claims that no one has tasted mammoth myoglobin, this is simply not true. We developed the mammoth myoglobin, and we tasted it.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
And welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard William Gargan as Barry Craig. And I mentioned before he played that role, he spent some time on both radio and TV as a different investigator. The answer is Martin Kane, Private Eye. And even earlier, back during World War II, Gargan played Ellery Queen in a series of motion pictures, all three released in 1942. I'm Greg Bella. Please remember to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.